Friday night, October 19th, be sure you're by your radio, because 97K is going to take you to Oz.
Toto, I don't think this is Kansas.
A special live broadcast of the band Saint-Tropez from the dance club Oz at the St. Francis Hotel. Have to have a private invitation to just get in the door. So if you can't get to Oz, bring Oz to you this Friday night, October 19th at 10. Saint-Tropez, live from Oz at the St. Francis Hotel on 97K. KCBS FM, San Francisco. Everything we do is rhythm. 97K.
It's midnight in the West. Winding up 40 minutes music. 97K. These are the Commodores. As we change Tuesday to Wednesday. Another miracle created by David T. Thank you.
Sail on down the line by the half a mile or so. And I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see. Time after time I try to hold on to what we got. But now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I move along. I'm looking for a good time. Sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go. Say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy. Looking for a good time. Good.
From the album Thighs and Whispers, 97K presents Bette Midler, Hang On In There Baby, the Commodores by request, just before that with Sail On. 10 after 12, I'm David T. Good morning. It's now Wednesday for those of you just waking up. This is Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand together, No More Tears, which you can find on the album called Donna Summer's Greatest Hits on the Radio. Volumes 1 and 2, Opus in C minor.
Boring me to tears after all these years.
No sunshine, no moonlight, no stardust, no sign of romance. We don't stand a chance. I always dreamed I'd find the perfect lover, but he turned out to be like every other man I love. I love.
Tea. ladies and gentlemen, this is Mondo Bizarro bringing you news of the biggest entertainment breakthrough since the opening of New York's Studio 54. This Friday and Saturday night from 9 p.m. till 6 a.m., the all-new Palladium Discotheque will open the doors to the electronic entertainment experience of the 80s. With the assistance of $100,000 worth of space-age sound and light technology, I, Mondo Bizarro, will guide you through the ultimate sensual dance experience. Located at 1031 Kearney, just off Broadway in San Francisco, the fabulous Palladium, now more than ever, an interesting place for interesting people. The all-new Palladium is also available for private parties. For details, call 434-1308.
I'm Ann Worthington from the Women's Alcohol Coalition, reminding 97K listeners that 50,000 women in San Francisco have serious drinking problems. Many of these women have children. If you are a mother and think alcohol is a problem in your life, the Women's Alcohol Coalition may be able to help you and your children. Call 282-8900 to find out more about this program.
Low clouds and dense, patchy fog nights and mornings. Some increasing clouds on Thursday, otherwise mostly fair. Winds reaching for 20, though, from the west, and stronger gusts in the Golden Gate area. Time now for us to do a little catching up on love with the Kinsmen Dads on 97K.
Oh,
Abba on 97K and Voulez-Vous, which is, by the way, not French for throwing up. Just before that, Elton John, Victim of Love, The Temps, and Catching Up on Love with the Kinsmen Daz on 97K, station where you can hear TK, Tony Kilbert, between, I believe it's 10 and 3. I'm usually at that time, but 10 and 3 you can hear Tony. Be sure you're standing by because we have M up next.
Now, 97K probes the Agent Orange problem. I'm Vicki Cunningham. The recent swimming pool poisonings in San Jose have again raised the issue of Agent Orange. The Vietnam War hero charged with the poisonings allegedly wrote a letter entitled Days of Orange, which said the pools had been poisoned with Silvex. Silvex is an herbicide which contains the same dioxin contained in Agent Orange, the stuff we use to defoliate Vietnam. The vet hasn't commented on the connection, but a lot of Vietnam vets are bitter about their exposure to Agent Orange. The government never told them it was dangerous, and now many vets are reporting the kind of health problems associated with dioxin poisoning. Todd Ensign of Citizen Soldier, a Vietnam vets organization, says they became aware of the problem about a year and a half ago.
We began to hear from veterans about 18 months ago who were reporting a set of symptoms, a chronic skin rash, numbness and tingling in their hands and in their feet and various joints. In some cases, children being born with congenital birth defects that couldn't be explained. And also other stomach and liver problems, which didn't seem to make sense in terms of the veterans' health histories. We put in a hotline here in New York, an 800 number, and we began to get calls from all over the country. And up through September, we received over 3,500 phone calls from veterans throughout the United States. And many, many of them reporting a common set of symptoms, which I just described.
Ensign says the dioxin contained in Agent Orange, TCDD, is known to cause cancer, birth defects, and miscarriages in laboratory animals. And he says there's evidence it's caused birth defects in children born in Vietnam and in children born to Vietnam vets.
There seems to be a pattern in the Vietnamese studies where they found children being born with missing and deformed fingers or toes, children being born with spina bifida, which is a separation of the spinal column. And we, in our first 536 cases that we examined with a medical foundation here in New York, we found 77 children in that population of 536 veterans who were stated to have a birth defect, a serious birth defect, heart murmur, heart defect, that sort of thing.
Ensign says the VA's heard from a lot of vets who were exposed to Agent Orange, but it's not doing a whole lot about it.
The VA now says they have heard from over 3,000 veterans who have come in and sought an examination. I would not say that the government is doing all that it could do. I think, in fact, they are doing much less than they could do. The VA has yet not ordered a massive outreach program. They are still not going out and trying to find veterans who are high risk. In other words, they could easily go through their own files and find units that were likely to be in sprayed areas and contact those men. It wouldn't be that difficult.
The VA has refused to pay claims filed by vets who think they were poisoned by Agent Orange because the vets can't prove the herbicide caused their problems. And they can't sue the government because it has sovereign immunity. You can't sue the government unless it gives you permission. Tomorrow we'll talk about what Citizen Soldier's doing to try and get some satisfaction for these men. I'm Vicki Cunningham, and this is Probe on 97K.
Friday at 10 p.m., 97K will make Bay Area radio history.
History.
With a live broadcast of the band Saint-Tropez.
You don't know the times I played the role and filled my life with love. A million times the tears I cried for you.
Saint-Tropez will be appearing at a private party in the St. Francis Hotel's Dance Club Oz, but we'll take you there live and direct. 97 on FM. 97K.
Oh, I could never, never, ever turning your love away, even though I know that you belong to another man.
Oh, baby.
You know, when you look in my eyes,
yeah,
I'm gonna say these words.
Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby.
Tasty album from a few years ago, Bobby Womack. The album is called Looking for Love Again. It's called Stop On By. My friends, you're more than welcome to stop on by anytime. I'm David T, and we're 97K. That's 97 on FM. I'll be back tonight at 8. Stay tuned for the mysterious Mr. Twig, who will amaze you, I guarantee you, till 6 o'clock. Guess his mystery identity. Me and Mr. Futt back tomorrow.
Body, 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 body.
FM San Francisco.
Breaking the music barrier. It's 97K.
CBS News, Guantanamo Naval Air Station, the American military outpost on the island of Cuba, is gearing up for a landing a few hours from now by some 1,800 U.S. Marines. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Marine landing is part of President Carter's plan to beef up security in the Caribbean. Ike Pappas is at Guantanamo Bay and files this report.
The Guantanamo Naval Base has been put on defensive alert. That is, the 300 civilians here, mostly dependents of military personnel and hired workers from the island of Jamaica and elsewhere, were ordered to their homes, there to stay until the landing is completed. The sailors and Marines who man this base day in and day out have taken up positions along the 17-mile fence line that separates the base from the rest of Cuba, and in communications and other offices there to work through the night, preparing for the landing, which is now set for 9 o'clock Eastern Time Wednesday morning. The cost of the Marine operation has been put at $500,000. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
More CBS News after this message.
How good is the lighting in the room you're in right now? I'm Ray McGruther, president of DuroTest, and I know one thing. Whether you're home or at business, good lighting makes people feel better and work better, too. And the DuroTest people are the good lighting people. We're America's largest manufacturers of specialized lighting for business and industry. Our sales have doubled in 10 years. If you're concerned about the effectiveness of your lighting, call us now, toll-free in the continental U.S. at 800-528-6050 and talk it over with one of our lighting specialists. And if you're looking for a profitable career, consider a future with DuroTest. We're looking for steady, sincere sales representatives all over America. We offer high commissions, weekly bonuses, and professional training. For details, call now, toll-free, 800-528-6050. That's 800-528-6050, except in Arizona. DuroTest. Maybe we can light up your future.
Saudi Arabia's oil minister, Sheikh Ahmed Zaki Yamani, says the oil-exporting cartel, OPEC, can no longer control the price of oil. He says that became obvious when Libya and Iran announced large new price hikes for their crude oil, and he says only consumers can bring down oil prices. Later today, there will be a demonstration in several major cities against the high price of energy. The demonstration organizers say it will focus on the role of the big oil companies. Bill Hill, chairman of the Independent Truckers Unity Coalition in Pittsburgh, is urging his members to join in today's demonstration. He outlines some of his group's goals.
Number one is to roll back the prices. Number two, would like to have the government audit the oil industry's books to see if, in fact, it is a ripoff that the oil industry is promoting. And the other thing, the government should take some kind of control of the industry.
They're cleaning up the damage from Monday's earthquake in Southern California. Widespread structural and property damage was reported from the quake.